feel uncomfortable. I'm easily adaptable. It's not all that remarkable. You know I have gone portable. I went portable, portable, portable. From the transcend generation. And always running from all my frustration.
Tune into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. We just heard some music there from the Dry Heaves. We heard the track Portable coming from their original 45. Tommy, maybe you can tell us about that song we heard a little bit, maybe, or just those.
Well, like most of the songs that the Heaves did, it was my brother Kevin penning the lyrics, and I did most, pretty much all the music as mm-hmm. far as the bass. You know, everybody had their part, and drummer had to figure out what he was going to do, but for the most part, I assembled the song musically, and Portable was no different. That's a song about, I think my brother was better at it than I was, about having one-night stands after gigs, you know. That's why I'm portable. I don't stay very long.
Very cool.
Kevin's got a reputation.
Yeah.
And it's now out for everyone to hear.
Now everyone knows. Before that, we heard another track from the New Enemy songs you just put out. This is an original, right, Mr. Monster?
Yes.
And apparently Gerard from Deja Voodoo is a fan of the riff, we found out.
That's a really awesome.
It's good to know, man.
That song and one of the previous New Enemy songs you did earlier, I don't know. The lyrics to those were both penned by Donnie. Were they both in your hot tub?
No, just Mr. Monster. I Don't Know was penned with my nephew Billy Droulard, Bill Droulard's son, and he would come in the basement and jam with us, and he was on the drums, and I had my drums set up in the basement, and I was playing guitar, and I'm not a lead guitar player, but I like doing power chords mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I just come up with this, and I started saying, I don't know. And then I thought to myself, well, let's make it about, you know, when the police come and they ask questions, like, who was there and what, and everybody's like, I don't know, I wasn't there, I didn't see that. So I'm just like, don't ask me who, don't ask me where, don't ask me why, because I don't know. So, and it was a lot of fun, though. And his buddy would come over, his name's Jake Droulard, and he played in another band in Windsor, too. I can't think of it at the moment. I'm a 65-year-old brain fart. But he really liked the song, so he learned it on the guitar. So we were jamming it, the three of us. Mm-hmm. And when I gave it to these guys, Tommy said, yeah, this is pretty good.
This sounds
a little bit punky, you know. Like, so they changed it a little bit, but I was very happy with what we've done with it. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I like how full circle that is, too, with Bill being with you. And
he was
then,
married to my sister.
Yeah. And then, because you're playing with Billy, his son, and then Bill is playing with Enemies. Yeah. And actually,
Bill Droulard played with me in a band called Detour also. We used to play the Vic Tavern and Foreman's Club. And we just did classic. We had no originals or nothing, just covers. And so that was a good time, though, too. So, but then Forbes threw the shift work at me, and I kind of got out of music for quite a few years after that.
Well, you're definitely back with power.
Definitely back, and I love it.
And we started that set with a song from The Enemies from a rehearsal tape, right?
Yeah, that was in a basement of a house on Josephine Avenue that basically cassette recorded off of the little PA board we had. It was called 23 Men.
And do you know what year that was?
That was 1980.
1980.
In the fall of 1980.
All right.
You know, Dave, we've been talking a lot about the New Enemies and the new recordings. You now have a Bandcamp page, so people can actually check this out. If people want to hear your songs, if they want to check you out online, where do they go to? What should they look at?
Well, we have a Facebook page. We have two Facebook pages. But also, recently, Robbie set up a Bandcamp page that ran to me, so bandcamp.com. And also, he's done created a YouTube page for us as well. And a series of videos of us playing live with... I think these are...
It's mostly phone camera, but some of the sound's not too bad. So.
And speaking of live...
It's going to be perfect.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's like official bootleg.
Yeah.
Official bootleg video.
Sure.
Approved, band approved.
Yeah.
And speaking of live, you guys have some shows coming up.
Yeah.
In Windsor?
One of the things I got to say is Windsor's got a lot of good places for bands to play. It's, for a city our size, we're pretty fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've played at a lot of them. There's a new one on Pitt called the Cherry Rock Lounge. And there's a well-known DJ from back in the days, Greg Gannett from Windsor Radio.
Yeah.
He's behind the bar quite often.
Oh, okay.
He's a great guy, and it's a really really nice happening venue. It's upstairs above LaGuardia.
Okay.
And we played there 2 weeks ago tonight, and we're playing there again in 3 weeks. So Saturday, September 28th.
Okay.
And we'll play there again on October 19th. We'll have more gigs lined up, but that's all we have for now.
Okay.
It's a good venue. It's upstairs, and it's a lot of fun, and it's cheap.
Yeah, so come check us out.
Sounds good.
That's awesome. You know what? I think we've talked a lot about the history of bands you've been in. We've talked a lot about the future in terms of your shows. You have these recordings. Plans for an official physical release? Are those in the works at all?
I think the most accurate way to describe it would be all four of us have the desire for that to happen. The demos, the music of ours that you've heard tonight... was only initially intended as let's do some demos, let's get some publicity drummed up for us, let's get bar owners interested in having us. I think, again, because of especially Scott Barlow's work, these turned out to be a fair bit more refined than we'd anticipated, and appreciate your compliments, and we kind of think we can go somewhere with it. But I feel we've got to develop some more originals, but I think once we have more originals, I think we're going back in the studio. We anticipate we'll go back in the studio and look to release an album, you know, something album or a long CD, a long EP type thing, if nothing else.
Yeah,
cool, great. You know, with that said, we're gonna play another track you guys do live. I've seen you do live, I really dig this, and I love the new arrangement you've done for this. And you know, Robbie, actually, you did vocals for this one, a version of the Velvet Underground's Waiting for a Man.
Yeah, I arranged it.
Yeah, I love that. I guess just before we get into it, I love the Velvets. We love the Velvets on the show. Any reason why this particular song, this particular band?
It's hard to make a choice on Lou Reed, eh?
Yeah.
I wanted several in mind, but I went with that. Well, it's the second song on the first album, right?
Yeah. It's a great one, and let's get to that. I love this arrangement. I love the vocals you do on it, too.
Thanks.
So, New Enemy is doing I'm Waiting for My Man here on Revolution Rock. We'll be right back.
We're back with Revolution Rock here on CJAM. Came back from another track from the New Enemies. Adam, what do we hear?
We heard their version of I'm Waiting for My Man, of course, originally by Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. That's a really cool arrangement I love. And Robbie, you did the arrangement on that one, you said?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah.
So as we heard, if you want to hear that or any of the other songs you've heard, you might be playing it on your next show coming up. That's going to be at the Cherry Rock Lounge, and that's at the 28th of September?
That's yes. Right, yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, and yeah, that's pretty much it for the show. Thanks for coming on, guys. And if there's anything else, anything else you want to add before we get to maybe the last song?
There's just a few people who the New Enemies wouldn't have happened without, and certainly Dave Whitehead in particular. And we feel him as part of us, as we mentioned earlier. His wife, Nicole Lee, has been really supportive of us.
Yes, she has.
There's people around who have been super supportive. Gil Guthrow, from the starting point. Zonk and Mary, friends who've always been around and doing that. Diana Tramontano. I think Pat deserves a lot of credit for her encouragement of you to get going. And
my wife, yeah, she puts up with all the noise.
My girlfriend, Darlene,
who's
out there at all our gigs too, recording on her phone for us and doing a great job, Darlene. Thank you so much.
And just as someone who didn't do anything for 38 years to come back to it, It's a gas, man.
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
I'll just say if anybody's listening, whether here in the Windsor, Detroit area or on any of the stations that this is syndicated on, and you've got an itch to do something creative, like even if you can't find someone else to do it, it's super rewarding. When you end up successfully having something happen, even if it's the littlest thing, it's something that. It's made my life really happy.
And all our new fans, too, that have been coming out to see us. We got some younger generation kids that are coming out, and they're really digging our sound.
They're,
I don't know if they call it digging it. I think that's
what it is. Youngsters in
their
50s, right?
They say we're sick in a good way. We're sick in a good way. And they keep coming back out and enjoying our stuff. So we're going to keep playing and come up with newer stuff. And hopefully we're around for a long time.
Now that day jobs are behind all of us.
Yeah, we're all retired, so we got nothing else to do but practice twice a week. And we've been practicing twice a week for 3 years now. And we're very dedicated, so we're going to be around for a while.
Cool. Well, I think what we'll do is we're going to end off with a track from Lost Patrol.
Yeah.
From their Second Time Around EP. I think we're going to hear In My Eyes. Is there anything you wanted to say maybe about this, the band, or this song we might hear?
Karen Marrero, Paul Langan, Rob Michie. This is the version of Lost Patrol who's going to be on this record. Windsor's really blessed. Like, you talked about generations of fans.
Yes.
Windsor's had a great generations of musicians going back even before I was... even before I was around, and before we were around. And like there are younger bands now. I mean, there's a dude named Ash Richting who's in like four bands playing all over, and he'd probably laugh at me calling him young because he's like in his, near 40 or whatever. But we played with a band called Transways earlier this year, who are people in their 20s, and we're pretty fortunate with that. But to go back to talking about Lost Patrol, that was one of Windsor's really great bands.
Yeah, they made it to Star Search. they went to the finals in Star Search with Ed McMahon.
Okay, we're going to get to the song. And also, I just wanted to mention, according to the credits, Dave is also on this as well, Dave Whitehead. So let's get to it. Thanks for tuning in. Mark Casbon is up next with Cowboys and Indies on CJAM 99.1.
Thanks, guys.
Don't say